This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Controversial signs turned up in Columbus County again over the weekend. Someone put an illegals welcome sign at the entrance to the County Board of Elections office on US 701. The sign was put out sometime between Friday and Sunday. It was tossed into a ditch by Sunday afternoon. The same signs turned up in front of County Democrat headquarters and the homes of several Democrat Party leaders that displayed Harris Waltz and Josh Stein signs. Early voting ended Saturday with staggering numbers for the county estate. More than 18,500 ballots have been cast in Columbus County, either at early polls or by mail-in absentees. That's more than 50% of the county's 36,500 registered voters. Statewide, as of Sunday, 4.4 million of the state's 7.8 million registered voters have cast a ballot. That's 57% of the state's voter rolls. Early turnouts in the 2020 elections were around 45% total. State officials expect to see more than 1 million voters at the polls for Election Day. Now remember, if you're going to vote tomorrow, voter ID is required to cast a ballot. You can obtain a voter ID today at the Board of Elections office if you do not already have an acceptable form. If you do not have identification, you can still cast a provisional ballot by filling out an exception form. If you're voting on Election Day, you must vote in your home precinct. The polls will be open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. If you're not sure where your precinct is, contact the Board of Elections or check out the story at columbuscountynews.com. County commissioners tonight will be talking about development and vape shops. Three public hearings are scheduled. One is for language changes in the planned unit development ordinance. Another will tighten rules on campgrounds and mobile home parks. The third hearing will be for comments on the county's proposed ordinance on tobacco and vape shops. Wyville has already passed an ordinance restricting the location of new businesses. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. A seatbelt ticket led to the seizure of marijuana and psychedelic mushrooms Thursday. A deputy stopped James Littrell of Elizabethtown on Honeyfield Road. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The deputy noticed the smell of marijuana in the car. Littrell admitted to having a marijuana cigarette and mushrooms. He faces felony drug charges. Grace Episcopal Church in Wyville is going to sponsor a Red Cross blood drive Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 3. Participants will be eligible for a drawing for a gift basket from Waccamaw Gifts. The church is located at 105 South Madison Street in Wyville. Historian Chris Fonville will be the next speaker at Southeastern Genealogical Society. That's this Saturday at 2. Fonville will be delving into the midnight ride of Polly Slocum and the role that played in the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. That's a story out of his newest book, More Curious Tales from Old Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear. The Society meets at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church, located at 623 Warrior Trail, Wyville. As I said, they're at 2 p.m. this Saturday. Some members always arrive early to share some family history. Everyone is welcome. It's going to be a busy weekend leading up to Veterans Day. There's going to be several Veterans Day events taking place. The County Veterans Day Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Wyville. Hallsboro Baptist Church is going to host a Veterans Recognition Service and Reception Saturday at 2. The Nakana's Famous Veterans Parade is Sunday at 2. Monday we'll see the groundbreaking of the new Outreach Center at the Veterans Memorial Park and a ceremony at 11 o'clock. There'll also be the Veterans Day ceremony at the courthouse at 11 o'clock. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.